This meditation has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered, LLC. In order to find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. Let's just take a couple of deep breaths. Get comfortable and move into your heart. Allowing the energies of our conversation to settle down into your body. As it was meant to soothe and uplift. And now they will take it even deeper for us as we move into this clearing. We're looking today at self-respect. Respect means approval of, due regard. One thing that we're not aware of, that as a verb, it means also avoid harming. So when you move into respect for self, you move into harmlessness. You move into agreeing to recognize your essence. To be in reverence of respect, you move into deep sincerity. So you step into deep sincerity in your recognition of you, of your truth, of your essence. To respect something or someone is to be active in your agreement to recognize them and to have approval of them. To respect is to avoid harming. So let's take a moment and look at the illusions of harming. The example the masters give is it takes an extremely hot fire, a heavy hammer, and a smithy to form metal into a blade of a knife. The blade of the knife is to be used as a tool of assistance in your life. Is the fire and the hammer and the smithy harming the metal as it beats it into shape, as it melts it into shape? Clearly, in this case, the answer would most certainly be no. The greater understanding is that for the metal to become and fulfill its purpose as a blade, it must be heated, hammered, and chilled first. They want us to look at this within ourselves. It is the same for us humans. When we are in chaos, it is difficult to see clearly the mastering and the shaping of us that is happening so we can fulfill our purpose. They're wanting us to allow ourselves to be willing for the master alchemist to come in, to shape us and master us into deeper levels of reverence and respect for our own essence and truth, to release whatever we're holding that creates our need to blame, shame, or guilt that which is mastering us. Our intention today is to release all that holds us back from whatever level that it comes from the clarity of our own responsibility for ourselves, to step into the reverence and respect of who we are, giving ourselves complete freedom from blame, shame, and guilt. Allowing whatever blocks us, whatever blocks our ego from being into alignment with our truth, allowing us to experience, see, feel, be our essence fully. Allowing our light to shine through our self-respect and self-reverence. So whatever keeps us from that, whatever that habitual pattern may be that binds us to the past, truly coming from the past, whatever creates our need to shut ourselves down, whatever those taught beliefs or patterns that we hold that keep us bound into shame and blame and guilt, we ask that this clearing take place on all levels, all dimensions of reality, inner, outer, cosmically, back to the core source of all. Asking that as the clearing go back to the core, through our past lives, through our ancestral lineage, that even which is a shadow or illusion be cleared as well. That the webwork that supports the beliefs and the patterns that hold us back be released now. Allow the flooding of the light and the energy to move through your physicalness and flow out through all time and space, back to source. Clearing the illusions of separation from source. That illusion of the ultimate betrayal. Allowing the wisdom of the respect of our own courage, our own willingness to go through the eye of the needle of chaos in order to make our way back to our reverent essence, our truth. being clear that where our intention is to cut all attachments and cords from the past and from our ancestral lineage that binds us, and that only that which is of the light move forward with us now. Allowing this clearing to go even deeper now in all aspects. Clearing anything that hinders us from being in a place of absolute perfection, of harmlessness to ourselves. Unbinding, unwinding the past, the present, that which has already influenced the future, so that we may start from this moment on in a place of golden, pure, golden innocence. That pattern of purity of our essence. Disconnecting us from all outside influences other than that of the source of all that there is. Only allowing that which is of the light to be of influence. Giving yourself permission to be uplifted and cleared now. Experiencing yourself very much as that newborn. This, my beloved, is truly the beginning of the rest of your life. This is truly the beginning of you moving forward into the golden age. This is the beginning of the freedom the masters have a gift for each one of you. They're going to place a clear quartz crystal in your ajna, in the pineal gland. The purpose of this crystal is to assist you in greater levels of discernment and clarity. Feel it and imagine, if you can't feel it, imagine feeling it as it melds into you and becomes one with you. And now they're going to place a ruby heart within your heart. Deepening the level of your ability to bring in divine love for self. And we know that this is done in a harmonious, loving, balanced way. Giving yourself permission now to step firmly and fully into the recognition of yourself. Allowing that recognition to come into balance. Allowing your ego to move into balance with that recognition. So that reverent respect in a very loving, harmonious manner can begin to grow within you now. Allow yourself the recognition of the courage that you hold to step into reverent respect. So take a few moments. Really acknowledge yourself, your courage. Take a moment to acknowledge your truth of who you are right now. As we thank the alchemist and the angels that have come in to assist us here today, and all of the other beings of divine light, the divine mothers that have been present, Mary, Magdalene, Kuan Yin, many others. And as you're ready, you can very gently, bringing all of this back with you, allow yourself to come back into your physical body, bringing fully and consciously all of the clearing and healing and all the gifts that you've been given consciously back with you. As you move into becoming, into the room, taking your time, you may open your eyes. Namaste.